Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Babe podcast. I am super excited to be back in my office right now, in my bathrobe, hair up, just woke up. This is literally, if you guys are curious, what state is Catherine in when she's recording a podcast episode? I am literally 90% in my bathrobe, in slippers, just here chilling with you one-on-one via microphone. So today's podcast episode is actually one that I had an idea of recording years ago. And that's because I will be reading a journal entry for you from my very first journal from 2016. And I've known I've had this journal. I've kept it, of course, in, you know, through various moves. I think we're on move number 3 or 4 since then. And I've just never let go of this journal because it's so special to me. These are my very first journal entries. I've never been a journaler until this very moment. And the reason why I never recorded this podcast episode earlier is I think that right now is the time. I just truly believe that when an idea comes to you and it doesn't stick initially, it's just not meant to be manifested in that moment. And now this idea has come back to me and it's like, I need to put this episode out because I feel like this is going to help so many people. It's going to put so much into perspective, I think, for so many of you who might be struggling with self-doubt or just struggling with the idea that you could ever be successful. Maybe you have been, you know, in the process of manifesting your dream life for years and years and years and years or however long it's been, and you just don't feel like you figured it out yet and you're on the verge of giving up. And I have been there and I will show you that I've been there so that you know that you are not alone. I think it's so easy for us to forget that the people that we look up to most out there who are so out there and they're visible and they're successful and they seem to have everything figured out, it's so hard for us, I think, because, you know, however long their journey takes, let's say their journey takes like 5 to 10 years, you know, we're talking about a version of themselves from 10 years ago. It's hard for us to connect to that version of themselves because possibly we haven't seen it. And even if we have been following that person for 5 to 10 years or however long, maybe we're friends with them or whatever it is, you know, it's still 5 to 10 years ago. And so just like logically from a human perspective, we have a hard time connecting to something that was 10 years ago, we're only so focused with our recency bias of seeing how successful they are today. They're living their best life. They're traveling the world. They have a private jet. They have a successful business. All of these incredible things that, you know, we think is the pinnacle of success, which it really isn't. The pinnacle of success is living a life of meaning and living a life of purpose and doing what it is that you love and what makes you happy, whatever capacity that is. So I'm speaking to any person that you admire. I want to give you guys some perspective, okay? Because we struggle to think that they ever had a hard time believing in themselves, believing that they would be successful. So for me personally, since this is my podcast and most of what I share is from my own personal experience, self-doubt is something that I have struggled with for as long as I can remember. I mean, since I was a little girl, I would just second guess myself and struggle with believing in myself that I am worthy and I am enough and that I have what it takes to be successful. So naturally, of course, when I embarked on my journey to manifesting my dream life at the age of 23 is like when I started Manifestation Babe and really when I decided to not go to medical school and really take life in my own hands and live it for myself, I felt so backed up in a corner, like, okay, I have to make things happen. I got this. But naturally, because I've struggled with self-doubt for so long, that conditioning was so strong in me that, of course, it came up in my journey, right? So I want to take you back because I've shared this story before, but I want to give some context to this journal entry. So right when I started at the age of 23, right around the time when I started Manifestation Babe, I decided to work on my money mindset, right? My 2016 is like the year of money mindset for me. And this is when I bought all the courses, all the books, watched all the YouTube videos, all the subliminals, all the everything, literally everything, right? It all came from this journal entry, my motivation to really heal this. So part one of me healing my money mindset and my money story and my money reality is to face the truth of what it was at the moment. So I created this thing for myself where I called it money dates. So every single Thursday, I eventually, you know, this is not important at all, but for some reason I want to tell you, eventually I moved it to Money Mondays because it just sounded better and Mondays were just a fun time for me to start my week with a money date. But at the time, because I was a Beachbody coach, our Beachbody payday was Thursday. So every single Thursday we made money in my network marketing company. And so I decided that every single Thursday I would have a date with my money. And this is when I started to come to the awareness and realization that the state that we are in when we are handling money is creating our reality. So if we are neglecting money, if we are constantly anxious around money, if we are avoiding checking our bank account, if we are overspending, if we're being unconscious, all those things, that's just going to create more of a reality of what already is. So I decided to, there was something that I was neglecting, which was my debt. At the time, I think I was $25,000 in debt. I don't remember how much I had in my checking account, but it doesn't matter. I just decided to finally face exactly how much money I was making, exactly how much money I was spending, I made the decision to pay off my debt. I remember it was in January of 2016 that I was like, okay, I'm paying off this debt, even though I had no idea how. Like, guys, I didn't even make $25,000 in a year. Yet I was $25,000 in debt and I set a goal of paying off $25,000 that year. So after this money date, when I came face to face with my reality, it was not cute, it was not sexy, and I had a panic attack, okay? I struggled with anxiety for so much of my life because I was never taught to process my emotions. And so when you have all this pressure under a lid of a pressure cooker, and you have all this pressure and all this anxiety rising up to the surface and you don't have an outlet to let it go, you don't know how to process it, you don't know how to release it, you are taught that it's bad to express negative emotions, you are probably more likely, not even probably, For me personally, this would result in panic attacks. So every now and then I would have like this horrendous panic attack because I have never released the steam under the pressure cooker, under the lid. I never took the lid off. I never released some steam so that I could not have all of this pressure building up inside of my body. And so full-blown panic attack. I was on the floor. I was crying. I was huffing and puffing, couldn't breathe, panicking, home alone. I'll never forget. It was in my bedroom at my parents' house. And I got this message because, again, this is just a few months after that famous story that I tell of Catherine, who are you living for? That was my first connection with my higher self, led me to making all these decisions, led me to wanting to change my life, led me to wanting to pursue the life that I wanted to live, not the life that was destined for me by someone else, if that makes sense. And so the voice came in and said, Catherine, you need to journal on this. And I have had journals before. I have tried to journal, but it felt like such a dear diary. Today I woke up and I had cereal for breakfast. My mom picked me up from school. You know what I mean? It was like something very along the lines of a dear diary thing. And I never saw journaling as like an actual tool to process things, to process emotions, to connect with myself. And so my soul said, Catherine, you need to journal all of this out to process it and release it. And I was like, okay, how? And it literally showed me this journal because my mentor at the time actually sent me this journal as part of like a little goodie bag or gift bag or something like that. So I had this journal on my desk and the front of it, I have it right in front of me. So let me see what it says on the front. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. So that's what it says on the front. And it was just a blank journal. And I had this vision of me going to Fox Island, which was an island next door to Horsehead Bay, which is where I lived in Gig Harbor, Washington. If any of you guys know where that is, that's where I lived. And Fox Island was another island that I used to live on. It was like 10 minutes away. And there was a specific dock that I used to go to because it had such a beautiful view of the Narrows Bridge connecting Gig Harbor to Tacoma, Washington. And so specifically it told me to go there and to journal all this shit out. And I was like, okay. So I went there and I just started writing. And this, I'm about to read the journal entry for you guys. And I just want to show you that absolutely not. I didn't always believe in myself. I struggled like most people to think, what if I'm doomed forever? What if all of this is bullshit? What if none of this works? What if I am putting in the effort for no reason? Because again, I was into personal development at this time. I wasn't implementing as much. And I was very much at the start of taking this journey really seriously for me. And with the personal development journey, it unlocked so much for me that needed to be healed. And this was the start of my healing journey. And at the start of your healing journey, it's very common to feel so much overwhelm and so much self-doubt. So I'm going to read the journal entry for you guys. This is on January 11th, 2016. Now, for some reason, I wrote 2015 on here, but I know for a fact it was 2016. So I wrote on here, brain dump, negativity cleanse, stream of consciousness. I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of being broke. I think I'm suffering from imposter syndrome. I don't believe that success comes easily. I believe that money is only made through extremely hard work. I want the law of attraction to work for me, and I hear stories about it working for others. Plus, I've made it work for myself so many times, but I doubt it all the time. I am sick of doubting myself. I don't always trust the process, and I don't always trust in God's timing. Sometimes I feel like I'm forgotten about, and that success will come to everyone but me. I'm afraid I will be stuck at my current income forever. I'm afraid that I will mentally block myself for the rest of my life. I'm afraid that I'm afraid that I will sabotage myself from my success. I'm afraid that Brennan won't see me the way that he sees me if he knows I'm not as successful as I want to be. I'm afraid success is for everyone but me. I'm afraid of disappointing myself. I'm afraid of disappointing my family and friends. I don't always believe that you can have it all. I have anxiety about dropping the ball on many aspects of my life. I'm afraid I won't reach my goals. I'm afraid I will mentally block myself. I'm afraid I won't have what it takes to be successful or to succeed. I have anxiety over making sure I'm always advancing in my life. I'm afraid I won't progress in my business. I'm afraid my vision board is bullshit, that I won't accomplish. I feel worthless and like I'm wasting my life if I'm not successful. I want the income of my dreams, but I know it's going to take time and I'm currently subconsciously blocking it. My upper limit is self-sabotage with my goals and my thinking. I start thinking negatively, thinking that I'm not allowed to be happy at all times. I'm afraid people are waiting for me to fail. I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of rejection. I'm afraid of my teeth moving more, fucking up my smile. This is so funny because this is why I actually needed braces. It's because from all the anxiety that I was going through in so many moments of my life, you know, through college, actually moved my teeth. So that's why I wrote that. I have a mindset of lack right now. I'm afraid I will lose my money or run out one day and be embarrassed somewhere in public, unable to pay. I need to trust God. I'm asking to trust God and trust in His abundance. And then what's interesting is that something took over me. This was just a stream of consciousness, you know, from my identity, from my ego self. And all of a sudden, I felt my handwriting change. And I felt this energy come through. And this is what gave me hope, you guys. This is the moment where I was like, you know what? Maybe I am being protected and guided. Maybe I am being watched over. All of a sudden, I just started to like write from this different energy and I just wrote abundance and I underlined it. Abundance, abundance, trust, timing, gratitude. I need to focus on gratitude. I surrender all of my thoughts and worries. I am always taken care of. I do not have to worry anymore. Life is way too short for bullshit. I am creating my reality at any moment. I am going to let go of my fears and move forward with complete faith. Amen. It is done. And then I was led to make a list. I was literally told by this voice to make a list. And it was on one side, Catherine is amazing list. And on the other side, gratitude list. So I just want to read it out to you because this is where this journal entry took me. On my Catherine is amazing list, like all the reasons why I am amazing, which I recommend you guys do. Take this as a note from my handbook to do this because I remember feeling such relief and feeling instantly better. Number one is I am extremely self-motivated and driven. Number two, I am calm, collected, and laid back. Number three is I'm making an income online. I have great social media skills. I am ambitious and have a bright future ahead of me. I can make friends easily. I'm optimistic and positive, super fast learner. I'm funny and make those around me feel good. I'm genuine, kind-hearted, and sweet to those around me. I'm consistent with all that I do. I'm a hard worker and know what I want, confident. Gratitude list, my car, money I have for gas, my clothes keeping me warm, the time I have to do this meditation. I guess I did a meditation. Brennan making me so happy. Just so you guys know, we've been dating for 2 months at the time that I wrote this. The positive interest in coaching I have now, nature, Fox Island being so beautiful, water keeping me hydrated, food I have to eat at home, never going hungry, my house and how blessed we are to live in it, a cruise coming up with all of my friends. So the point of me reading this to you guys is to show you that we all start somewhere. We all start at zero. I want you to look at every single person that you see on Instagram right now that is taking that trip to Greece, right? I just went to Greece for 3 weeks and I know that so many new people have followed me through that journey. Every time I travel, I gain like an immense amount of followers, which is so exciting because that's how I reel you guys in. I reel you guys in through the shiny things, right? I reel you guys in through the cars and the travel and the first class and the amazing luxurious lifestyle that I live. But beyond that, I reel you in so that I can transform you because it's not about those things, okay? It's not about those things. Those things are amazing and they're a side product of this healing journey of self-realization, self-actualization, reaching your potential, connecting with your soul, connecting with your higher self. those things are a side benefit. They're a side product. They're amazing. Even my shaman, who's the most spiritual person I know, so connected, so humble, so, God, I can go on and on and on and on forever about him. And he even says, the 3D world is here for us to enjoy things. He says, buy the things that you want. We're only here for such a short amount of time. Why are we limiting ourselves? Right? Anyway, I digress. That's a whole side topic. But really, I want to show you is that everyone starts at zero. I want you to look at every single person you admire and know that they all had a moment like this. Life for all of us doesn't unfold in these big defining moments, but rather the day-by-day choices we make to persevere, even when we feel the most amount of doubt. Because most people, they give up in these moments. And I could have totally given up. I was so just anxious and sick and tired of myself and constantly self-sabotaging myself and never feeling like I'm getting anywhere and feeling knocked down constantly by other people and by life. And instead, I chose to persevere. And through this journal entry, I discovered the tools that I now use to help calm my nervous system down, because that's all it comes down to. Is it's getting your nervous system to get used to a bigger, more expansive life and to release the trauma that led me to doubt myself in the first place. Because I can assure you, as a soul, as an infant, when you incarnated here, you did not have self-doubt. Someone taught you that self-doubt. The world taught you that self-doubt. The world knocked you down. But it doesn't have to be that way. You weren't born that way, so you don't have to hold on to that anymore. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be that way. And day by day, moment by moment, it's literally in the moment by moment, you guys. This is January 11, 2016, and we are now in 2021. It wasn't that all of a sudden overnight I became a millionaire. It's the day by day, moment by moment of me releasing what was holding me back from believing that yes, absolutely, 100%, I am worthy and deserving of being successful. And the compound effect of that moment by moment, day by day moments, those little moments where I would journal or do my affirmations or build my vision board or consume other people's content of, you know, their tips for success or reading books or hiring coaches and working with mentors and doing spiritual work and doing trauma work and all that stuff is what led me here. It's that compound effect of the day by day choices, the day by day moments. That's what led me to creating a $10 million plus business and growing and literally living my dream life. So what I want to inspire you to get out of this podcast is let it be a sign that yes, you, I'm talking to you. You can do this too. You have what it takes. Tap into that spark. Tap into that little spark that started in your mother's womb. That soul, you, the real authentic you that chose to incarnate into who you are today, that you did not choose your body. You did not choose the circumstances that you were born into for any accident. You chose the life that you were born into because you knew deep inside that it would give you the lessons, the experiences, and everything you needed to actualize, realize, and reach your fullest potential. You have everything within you. You are so resourceful. If you only even tapped into a tenth of the resourcefulness and the willingness and the drive that you have to reach your fullest potential, you will absolutely reach your fullest potential. And so that's what I want to share with you today. I hope this podcast really helped you. Please share it with anyone else who you think really needs to hear this. And I will catch you guys in my next episode. Mwah. Love you so freaking much. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following @ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.